This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We will get to winners and losers in a second. Before that, quick plug. Hey, I was driving back from Omaha, the airport last night.
Okay,
and I drove by 84th Street, and there's a big line of people at the Sand Hills Global Event Center. I bet they all heard about it because of our plug of Magical Lights of Lincoln.
Was there a big line?
Oh, it's packed. Yeah, this is the time. I looked at like the zoo lights. They're all sold out until the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
But I just checked last night. There is still room to get a ticket for Magical Lights of Lincoln. It's
awesome.
It's a per car rate. If you go tonight, $25. That's a great Christmas Eve celebration. And there's still spots open.
And it's nice out. I mean, maybe you would like some snow falling, like a snow globe effect. But on the other hand, it's nice out. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's
just
very
go.
Nice. The website is ChristmasLightsInLincoln.com. If you go to the website and mention where you heard from, say the ticket, obviously, if you put a promo code, you put Bill, you get $5 of your entry goes to the White Cane Foundation, helping clothe those in need in Lincoln with new clothing. If you put in SIP, S-I-P, that's $5, goes to Cedars in Lincoln, helping young kids in need. Also, if you put in $5, if you put Jake, $5 would go to the We Can Do This Foundation, which is feeding hungry kids on the weekend.
Maybe,
wonderful.
Jake, people are, because of the weather, there's no snow and there's none coming, they're not feeling the spirit. You know, that's one way you could feel the spirit.
It certainly is.
Go out and drive through those lights.
It is. It takes only about it's a half hour, 2 million lights.
Mm.
ChristmasLightsInLincoln.com. Get there today. All right, it is time for an early edition because we have no show tomorrow, Wednesday or Thursday. So we have to do NFL winners and losers a day early. Sip, are you ready for that?
I am ready.
Are you sure you're ready?
Yes.
Let's fire it up. This is always sponsored by our friends at Fearer's Cheese Spread. If you are having a holiday celebration and this is not on your table, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
It goes with all sorts of things, all crackers, meats, all that stuff. Check it out. And most local grocers, Fearer's Cheese Spread. To the winners, Sip. This weekend, number one, I'm going a team that was down early. They had five turnovers and still won the football game. The Washington Commanders are going to be a playoff team. Jaden Daniels, five touchdowns.
Jeez.
Three in the fourth quarter. They beat the Eagles 36-33.
Damn.
Snapping a 10-game win streak for Philly. Now, Jalen Hurts went out in the first quarter with a concussion, it looks like. I think he'll be back the next game, it appears, but Kenny Pickett was not terrible in placement for him, but Commanders though, 36-33 comeback win.
Is Daniels the rookie of the year now?
I think he is. I mean, Bo Nix is in that conversation also. There's several good players this year that are rookies, which is great to see.
Okay, keep rolling.
Number two winner. This team keeps winning. The Minnesota Vikings. They are so fun to watch. Their offense gets going. Their defense is makes some big plays. A former Dolphin, Andrew Van Ginkle, two sacks, three quarterback hits. He's just an animal out there. 27-24, Vikings win at Seattle. Tough place to win. They've won eight straight. They're 13-2. The Vikings are 13-2.
One of the best stories of the season.
Who saw that coming this year?
Nobody.
Sam Darnold's been great this whole season. Aaron Jones getting it done at running back.
Would you say we kind of used to make fun of Sam Darnold?
We did, for sure. I mean, he was not good with the Jets or the Niners or the Panthers.
We're not making fun of him now.
No, we're not. We're not at all. So, number two winner of them. Number three, I'm going to a player here. Jonathan Taylor, former Wisconsin Badger, who torched Nebraska before, torched the Titans. They almost blew this game. The Colts were up 38-7 and nearly went to overtime. Titans come back, and it's a 38-30 win for the Colts. How about Jonathan Taylor? 29 carries, 218 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Came back strong from the dropping the ball at the goal line. He was hurt by that.
Against the Broncos. Yes, you're right.
He was going in, and he did that thing where he dropped it. Yep. And he had a great, like, I'd say, I'll call it an apology, very heartfelt. And look what he did. Look at what he did a week later.
Colts still alive in the playoff hunt. They have 2 easy games left. They got the Jags, and they have the Raiders, maybe. Too easy.
Colts can make the playoffs.
Absolutely. Colts are still in that race. They're out right now, but they have a chance still. Number 4 winner. How about on Saturday, the Baltimore Ravens beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 34-17. Tight game at halftime. Ravens pull away in the fourth quarter. Lamar Jackson is awesome. So is Derrick Henry. Defense had a pick 6 of Russell Wilson. And Ravens still alive in the AFC North, 34-17 win against Pittsburgh at home. Number 5 winner, it wasn't pretty, but because of all the chaos that happened in the division, the LA Rams, they beat the Jets 19-9, ugly game. They're on top by themselves in the NFC, on the NFC West. It's been a weird season for them. They've had some injuries. They've had some... I mean, when they played the Dolphins, they played terrible that Monday night game, but they've come back strong, and they look good. Rams 19-9 on top of the NFC West.
The Jets. I watched some of that game. Rodgers. I don't know what to say about him.
Yeah, well, they're 4-11, I believe now. 4-11.
Not good.
To the losers, the Chicago Bears have lost 9 straight games. This all goes back to the Fail Mary. They were 4-2. They were about to be 5-2. Go back. This is October we're talking about. This is October. They've lost 9 straight games, including that one now. They lose 34-17, never, ever, ever competitive with the Lions on Sunday. 4-11. They were 4-2. They were a second away from being 5-2, and now it's just been an utter collapse.
Fail Mary.
And there's been mostly blowouts in these games. They've only had a couple close losses in this 9-game stretch. It's been bad.
Fail Mary leads to fail season.
Yep. Number 2 loser, because of what they thought they could be before the season, the 49ers lose at Miami 29-17. They were already eliminated from the playoffs before the game because of stuff happening in the NFC. So, a lot of injuries. But still, in this game, you saw Brock Purdy, George Kittle, Debo Samuel. I mean, they had most defensive players that were starters out there. I mean, so it wasn't like they were that depleted. McCaffrey, of course, is out as well as their backup running back. But they lose by 12 to Miami, and they're 6-9. They might finish last in the NFC West.
Stunning. It is.
This is a team that was in the Super Bowl last year and thought they would be again this year.
You thought of the 49ers as sort of a power in the NFL.
Yes.
Just a failure.
It wasn't. You know, Brock Purdy has not been bad, but he has not been elite this year by any means. Niners 6-9, officially no playoffs for them. Number 3 loser. This was on Thursday. The Broncos blow a 24-13 second half lead and lose to the Chargers 34-27. Both those teams, if the season ended right now, would be in the playoffs. The Colts and the Dolphins need help from one of those teams to lose 2 games in a row to close the season. I don't think that's going to happen. I think both those teams will make the playoffs, and the Colts and Dolphins will be on the outside looking in. But I'd say Broncos, the way they blew that game, is on the loser. Number 4 loser, let's go to the Cleveland Browns, which is pretty standard.
Just
the Bengals aren't great this year. We all know that. They're still, I guess, in contention for the playoffs.
Offense is really good.
But the Browns' offense the last 2 weeks has disappeared. I mean, they got shut down by the Chiefs last week, and then they lose 24-6 to the Bengals in the Ohio rivalry, the showdown. Where's the offense? What happened? What happened? They put up all those points against the Broncos and the Steelers, and then they just disappeared.
And Burrow just keeps rolling out big numbers.
Number 5 loser. I'm going to go with two co-losers here. The New York Giants are horrible. I mean, they lose 34-7 to the Falcons. They never, ever win that game either. 34-7. Michael Penix was okay in the game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He was not great. He was okay in that game. And co-lose number two would be the Bucks. The Bucks are playing great football. They're on top of the NFC South. You can't go lose at Dallas.
Ooh.
They lost on Sunday Night Football to Dallas.
Lost last
26-24.
Night.
Baker Mayfield can't get it done. Defense folded on the Bucks. They were playing great football the last 5 weeks. That's a strange loss versus a depleted Cowboys team.
NFL loss. I mean, those teams aren't, you know, we always talk about it. They're not that much. There's not a huge talent gap usually when teams play. So that can happen. That's surprising, though. That's surprising.
That is your NFL winners and losers, sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. They should be on every table this holiday season.
There's a lot you can do with Fuhrer's Cheese.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I like it on a club cracker.
That's great. That's what it belongs there. It belongs there.
That's what I like, with some salt and pepper. That's what I like. I'll probably do some of that this during this break. You know what, though, Jake? It has not been a break for me, man. Decembers are crazy.
Someone says here, by the way, the Raiders should be a loser because they won. They can't even tank properly. NFL teams, and listen, these guys are getting big money. They're competitive players. They don't want to just tank and take the top draft pick. They want to win the game. They want to win the game. It is hard for teams to tank mentally.
It is. It didn't look like the Patriots were tanking yesterday.
No, they played well. They lost the Bills, but they played well. 24-21 loss.
God dang, when those teams meet, this is neither here nor there. When those teams meet, those uniforms.
Yeah.
I love, and this is not like a patriotic stance. I just love red, white, and blue uniforms. And
they both are.
Oh my God, Buffalo.
It's a good look.
Buffalo with that red jersey.
They had the red on yesterday.
Whoa. That is a gorgeous look. I'm a uniform guy. I like uniforms. And that, God, Buffalo looked incredible. Incredible, those uniforms. And so they got it done, but it wasn't easy.
No, they got it done. Josh Allen was not mega this. You know, he wasn't great this game, but he's been awesome for 3 weeks in a row. He's going to have an off game. They still won the game.
Yeah, they were a tick off yesterday.
Still won the game. Yeah. Still won the game. It is time to play the game. So give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe Sips only appearance on the game show this week. He'll be gone on Friday, likely.
Well, I'm not on the show on Friday.
You said you won't be joining us via the stream. I'll be in New York City via stream.
Now, wait a second. If I want to come on,
yes,
I can.
I'll send you. You said that you watched the show on Black Friday, when you could have joined at like 6:15, you said you watched the show. So you could have jumped on.
I might jump on Friday. Let's just do the TBD on that.
TBD. All right. Today's topic is Christmas movies. No. Christmas movies.
Can we just do that?
No, I didn't do it. Unless Nick did it Friday. I don't know what he did Friday.
I can't remember what we did Friday. Okay, Christmas movies, good.
I don't know what Nick did, but if he did Christmas movies.
I don't remember. Swim is looking at me.
If you know your Christmas movies, call us up at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut Up Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip in Trivia. No lifeline today, just you versus the caller. You probably don't feel great about the Christmas movies today.
No, I don't feel great.
Why is that?
Because I don't watch them.
I guess Swim did movies on Friday. These probably different movies, though. There's a lot of Christmas movies out
okay,
there.
Okay, so Swim did do, yeah.
I didn't listen to the show. I didn't tune in. I was gone. So sorry, Swim. I don't know what you did. But these are probably different, I'm going to guess.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. Dan, how do you feel about Christmas movies today?
I feel really good.
Okay, Dan feels good.
Dan, you sound like you're in a good Christmas spirit.
You betcha. Hey, God bless you,
Fib. Wow. Wow, look at
Dan. God bless you. God bless.
I don't know if these are similar to what Nick did on Friday, so we'll see if these are different questions at all. But this is my trivia today.
Okay.
Dan, over to you. First question. In what 1996 movie does Arnold Schwarzenegger star in as a father who...
Jingle on the Way.
That's correct.
Brilliant!
Is that a question on Friday?
Say it again.
He was a father who vows to get his son a Turbo Man action figure for Christmas.
It was on Friday. What was it called again?
Jingle All the Way.
I still wouldn't have
got it. You think Nick's ever watched that movie before?
I don't know.
I've seen it. It's a good movie.
Hey, Nick, I still wouldn't have got it. Jingle All the Way.
I hope you didn't just take my top. Did you steal my game show from the past? Okay, I did this a couple years ago. All right. 1-0 lead for Dan. Sip, first question. In what 2015 movie does a boy who has had a bad Christmas accidentally summon a festive demon to his family home?
Oh.
In what 2015 movie does a boy who has had a bad Christmas accidentally summon a festive demon to his
family? Festivus!
Is it Festivus for the rest of us? No. That'd be a Seinfeld reference there. No. Dan, do you want that or not?
No, I'm passing.
That'd be Krampus.
Krampus?
Krampus.
Krampus. Okay, I've heard of it.
This is for the win, Dan, up 1-0. Yeah. What is the main character's name in A Christmas Story?
Oh, man. I don't know why I'm...
I don't need the actress.
But it's Ralphie, right?
What'd you say? Ralphie?
Yeah.
Ralphie. Would you have that, Sip? You would have had Ralphie?
Yeah, that is a Christmas movie I've seen a lot. I've seen it probably 7 times.
Go shoot your eye out.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
Dan, congrats. You get bagels. That's our Christmas gift to you. Nice work today. Thanks for calling in.
Merry Christmas.
Good
Merry
job,
Christmas
Dan.
To you as well.
So he gets, what's he get?
He gets a business box of bagels. That's 12 bagels. 2 tubs of cream cheese.
That's not a small gift.
No, it's not.
12 bagels?
Get them today. That'd be great. If anybody's in the office, it's a great gift.
I don't know why I haven't done that more. 12 bagels is a great deal.
I would be upset if you didn't get this last question right.
Okay.
Even though you've already lost the game. What actor played the role of the Grinch in the 2000 movie, How the Grinch Stole
Christmas? Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton is the guest, and that could not be more wrong.
what? Really?
Jim Carrey.
Okay, Jim Carrey. Billy Bob would be a good Grinch.
He is pretty Grinchy.
Yeah.
But the way that Jim Carrey played it, he was perfect for that role.
Okay.
And what is the film length of Jingle All the Way? How long is that movie? Tiebreaker.
It can't be long. 1 hour, 47 minutes.
1 hour and 29 minutes is
okay, not a bad guess.
Though. Congrats to Dan. He gets bagels for his Christmas gift from us.
Dan was a super nice caller. It's a nice Monday. It's an odd week for the stool. Bill tried to join.
He did try.
We don't have a show until Friday.
Nope.
And you won't be here, nor will I, but you'll be on the stream, and I might be.
That was well done. That's correct.
Yeah, I might be.
Bill will be here. I will be in New York City.
Friday.
You will be also in New York City
Friday
on Friday.
Friday is the time I could do it because we don't have a ton going on.
And it's also an hour later there. It'd be 7 to 9 that time.
I'm not ruling out coming on.
Okay? I'll send you the stream link.
Please.
Okay. When we come back, the spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.